You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Begin PodFix Network transmission in 3, 2.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Fish Nerds, a show about fish, fishing, and eating fish. Clay Groves here with you once again for National Podcast Posting Month, APOD POMO, and today's episode, as all month long, we've been doing our fishing tips. And today we're going to talk about how to rig up a drop shot for bass fishing. And this is not a way I fish with very often because I'm lazy and don't feel like tying all kinds of knots and things up. And I do pretty well just putting a 1-aught or 2-aught hook on a line and rubber worm on it and catching fish. So not giving it a whole lot of thought. But I have a lot of friends who fish using drop shots. And so I thought maybe I would pull up some information and share it with you. I got this from Carl's Bait and Tackle at shopcarls.com, Carl with a K. So if you want to look it up, I'll put links in the show notes. And thanks to Carl's Bait and Tackle for making a nice blog post on how to do it. So the basics of a drop shot, and it's really simple. It's basically a string, your fishing line, tied to a weight, and then your hook tied to the line maybe 6-10 inches above the weight, however high you are. And that basically, if you can hold that weight on the bottom of the lake, you can really control where the bait is, getting those fish that are a little bit off the bottom, and you can be perfect presentation. And there's all kinds of ways to hook it up, and it's pretty easy. So basically, for your drop shot weight, you want a 3/8 to 3-ounce drop weight. And there's lots of different shapes you can get for this. You can use like those bell shape weights, or they make special like snag free ones that are like long thin weights. I forget what they're called. I bet I can look it up as I'm talking, or just any kind of weight at all. Just you want that weight under. They're called drop shot weights, and all kinds of stuff. And there's all kinds of baits you can use with them too. But there's also, let's go to the hooks too. So now you want to put a hook. So you tie your weight to the bottom, and then however high up you want, maybe 6-12 inches up, you will tie an overhand knot in your line and put your hook on. There's all kinds of hooks you can put on there. The fish don't care what you use. I like to use a nice big octopus hook, but if all you have is like hooks that you use for rubber worms, whatever, to put them on there. The most important thing is that your hook is tied facing up, because when that fish hits, you want that nice hook set right at the top of their mouth. So a lot of people use polymer knots. Some people just tie a loop in the line and use like a hook, it like a loop attachment. There's all kinds of ways you can do it. And then let's talk about the bait. Almost any soft plastic will work for it. My friends who do this like to use things that look like a little fish. I'll just use, when I do it, because my favorite bass bait is the Yozuri, whatever the My brain just turned off. But just any kind of rubber worm will work. And just hook it for the very end of the worm and drop it down right to the bottom of the lake. And that's where you're going to fish it. And basically, all you got to do is hold that weight on the bottom. And the effort it takes to keep that weight in the bottom is going to give action to your soft plastic. And when the fish hits it, you just do your thing. Reel it right in. No big deal. It's easy. It looks like a lot of fun. And there's other ways you can do drop shotting, not just for bass. Again, if you're fishing, in early episodes we talked about fishing for suspended crappie and stuff like that. You could drop shot for crappie if you know the depth. Put that weight in the bottom, put that hook at the perfect depth, and then when your weight's on the bottom of the lake, you'll be at the perfect height for those crappies or whatever else. Ice fishing, drop shotting works really well for suspended fish, so all kinds of fun. You can have it, and that's it. That is drop shotting 101 for you. If you have a better way to do it, and I'd love to hear it, send in your message to clay@fishnerds.com or call our Fish Nerds hotline, 607-378-FISH, and get your voice here on the podcast. And happy to do it. I mean, I still have like 10 more of these to do, so
whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, Fish Nerds. Fish Nerds. Fish Nerds. It's a podcast.
Just for the halibut.
Fried in a basket or broiled in a pan. Eat it raw like you're in Siam. Fish Nerds. Fish Nerds. Fish Nerds. It's a podcast.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree